is the elder sister of Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Chandravali goes and try to serve Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika has so much more affection. She knows that if there was no rivalry, then we cannot serve Krishna. So it is a kind of that. In devotion line, if you have no rivalry, then no
progress.
No progress. So there should be competition. From my boyhood, I remember when I used to go to school. Oh, I want to go. First of all, in running, in going, in reading, jumping, in football, in anything, anything.
Riding, swimming, horse riding.
If horses are going in Sangha so quickly, I used to go very quickly more running.
Faster.
5 miles running.
But now you have no competitor.
Now I'm become old. No, I've been so weak.
No, the rest are weak.
But I want that, oh, he's doing this. Why I should not do like that? If he is serving his Gurudev so much, I must serve him more than that. But always very humble. If he is humble, I should be more humble.
Very good.
No,
I'd like to come up and visit and badger with all my god brothers and god sisters, but it's kind of challenging to maintain my life being all the way up in the mountains. It would be good for us to get some devoted businesses or work together on projects so we can maintain our lives while being able to.
But
hard to live in Badger because no money, no job. So what to do?
Who wants to develop?
If you have true devotion and faith on Krishna, nothing to tell. Krishna will arrange surely. Because he has promised that I will take
yoga
what they want on my head and in quickly, sir. So don't be worried for that.
Gurudev, in San Francisco, you were telling the story about Bharat Maharaj. And Bharat, when he was dying, he remembered the deer, and he became a deer. And when he was a deer, he remembered Brahman, he became a Brahmin, sir. Why is remembrance so powerful that it can take us to another body?
क्या कर रही है
भरत महाराज के संबंध में आपने बताया था क्योंकि वो मृग का चिंतन किए तो मृग बने फिर मृग शरीर में ब्राह्मण का चिंतन किए ब्राह्मण तो चिंतन इतना शक्तिशाली है कि हमें अगले स्थान तक पहुंचाने की शक्ति रखता है और जैसा भी सोचेंगे वैसा शरीर मिल जाएगा
yes.
चिंतन में इतनी शक्ति कैसे है
दिस रिमेम्बरिंग इज सो पावरफुल वी कैन नॉट इमेजिन सो इफ यू आर रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण एट दैट टाइम और हिज डिवोटीज एस्पेशली और चैंटिंग रिमेम्बरिंग At once, quickly, you can serve Krishna in others. If you are remembering Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, at once you will go in the omb of gopis, where Krishna is playing in Prakat Braja. Prakat Braja, you know? And quickly you will go, and then you will be like Gopi or Gop Kumar or anyone. And quickly you will be associated with Nitya Siddha. And if any have you some lacking, it will be complete and you will be perfect and you will serve there. Then you will be in Golok Vrindavan. If Bharat has done Azamil also, but Bhakt is so good example. So if you have not so much love, affection, but if you are remembering by the grace of any high class of devotees, this remembering will take you to Prakat Braja at once. Or you can go to Prakat Braja of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associate with always chanting, remembering Krishna. Or if next Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can go to Rupa Sanatan, where they are in Vrindavan. And thus, the great Krishna. Maya cannot come there, and Jamadut cannot come, anyone cannot disturb. Yog Maya will then work.
Sometimes we hear the devotee comment that I can't do service because I'm too busy doing my bhajan or my sadhana. And then sometimes we hear another devotee saying, I'm too busy doing so much work to do any bhajan or sadhana. And I was wondering, what is your comment? You know, for some of us to do some management, we come against this all the time.
This, it depends on the the stage of that. If a man has a vow that I should chant 3 lakhs of names, but at once Gurudev came and he was there and he has thirst, he wanted water. What he will do? He will tell that I should complete my 3 lakhs chanting. Hare Krishna, Gurudev, you should. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No? Is it devotion? What is this? Chanting of name?
No.
It is offense. So you should adjust all these things.
You can come in.
Yeah.
Is the Diksha Guru as powerful as the Diksha Guru?
More than, sometimes, lakhs time more than Diksha Guru.
In terms of removing doubts from the heart?
So Guru, Diksha Guru sometimes can be lakhs and lakhs time more superior than Diksha Guru. Like, Rupa Goswami, we were thinking that Rupa Goswami is my Diksha Guru. Or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Siksha Guru. Oh, you want to?
I can't feel my leg.
You should very patiently. Oh, here. If we are thinking and made up our mind that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sikhi Pucha, Krishna, is my Siksha Guru. And compare with our now Diksha Guru. Do you think that my Siksha Guru is junior or less important than Siksha Guru? Diksha Guru? Why?
Less important? That Siksha Guru is less important? No. Siksha Guru is more important if he's Krishna.
So you should try to know all these things. Sometimes my Diksha Guru, like my Gurudev, no? My Gurudev, or your Diksha Guru like Swamiji. And you have met Kamal Krishna or Brahmananda or Hansadut, no? He is Siksha Guru. Then who is superior?
Siksha Guru.
So in this, we should compare. Sometimes equal rank, that my Gurudev was my Diksha Guru, and I treated Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Swami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru. Who are superior? Both are in same level. So we can give equal respect. But as I have been so much benefited for my Gurudev, then I will worship more. But equal respect, no harm. If Krishna is my Siksha Guru, let me hear. If Krishna is my Siksha Guru and my Gurudev is Diksha Guru, No? But who brought me in this line? Huh? Krishna has brought, or Gurudev has brought. No? So I must worship him first and then to Krishna. No? I should give first respect to my Diksha Guru and then to Siksha Guru. Whether he is so much senior, no harm. Then Krishna will also be so happy, so much happy. So there are so many sections, lakhs and lakhs, rule and regulations coming from this branch to this branch, so many. So we should be very qualified to know all these things. And it will come only in the association of very bona fide Guru and Vaishnava. Otherwise it will not come. But today not more.
Sometimes there's the argument that I got initiated by Srila, by one of the disciples, Srila Prabhupada. So they realize that they are not high class devotees. So they say, now I take Prabhupada and I take Samhita. Is that okay?
Prabhupada likes Siksha Guru.
Yes,
no harm, but they should, if they are not deviated, that Diksha Guru.
Yes.
If they are
properly following.
Diksha Guru has so much honor for Swamiji, and he is just in line of Swamiji, but he may be not knowing so much, but yet you have so much honor for him, and then you can take Swamiji like your Siksha Guru, no harm. In this way. Gaur Pramad. What? Last question? Oh, yes, it goes. Go on. Go on. You want any instrument?
Thank you.
included in Madhurya. So Bhaskar, if there is no Bhaskar in Madhurya, then Madhurya is something like
that.
They want to start a big center in Visalia. It loves by to here.
Yeah, 1 hour only.
1 hour. One city nearby.
So if anyone is wanting to come to Visalia, they can work with us, let us know, and then slowly we can have temple and be there near, because many grihasthas need to work.
Yeah.
They want you to
I also want. I want that you should be inspired like this and continue to this mode forever, eternally.